Skeet.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, March 30th. Currently with fair skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 21 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A new solar farm is being planned in Sedgwick County between Mays and Colwich off 53rd Street North in Wichita. The proposed Chisholm Trail Solar Energy Center is in the development phase now, and construction would begin within 2 years, with the solar farm up and running sometime in 2026. The company Invenergy of Oklahoma will offer public meetings as part of that permitting process. In Johnson County, Overland Park is apparently the pickleball capital of the country, with 83% of current players beginning in 2020 or after.
Offers.bet surveyed more than 1,000 Americans to get their feedback about pickleball and analyzed the Google search volume of 921 terms related to pickleball. However, there aren't enough courts, even with public courts and the opening of businesses like Serve and Chicken and Pickle. Some fans have turned to playing pickleball on tennis courts and adding courts to their yards. I'm Armetta Landrum.
And this is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairieland Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairieland Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
Local radio continues to stand out among all audio platforms. Why? Because local radio broadcasters are one of you. Members of the community who see, care about, and understand what's going on in our hometowns. Local radio supports businesses and schools while also providing breaking news and weather, plus local events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Legislation that would remove a fee associated with applying for a concealed carry license in Kansas could be approved soon. Members of the Kansas House of Representatives passed House Bill 2412 at a vote of 90-34 on Wednesday morning, and the bill now moves to the Senate for approval. If signed into law, this bill would amend the Personal and Family Protection Act to get rid of fees paid by those who have applied for a concealed carry license, or CCL, or who are seeking renewal of the license. No fees would be required from applicants except to cover the cost of taking fingerprints, according to a supplemental note on HB 2412. Current law requires a total of $132.50 for CCL issuance fees. And of that, $100 goes to the state attorney general, and the rest is payable to the sheriff of the county where the applicant lives. The $100 charge to the attorney general would be dropped if HB 2412 is signed into law by Governor Kelly. However, the $32.50 in county costs would stay in place. HB 2412 removes a $16 fee paid to the Kansas Department of Revenue for the issuance and renewal of the CCL card. And it also removes the fee associated with renewing a CCL and the late fee for the failure to renew it. The fiscal note attached to the bill states that the Kansas Department of Revenue issues an average of 21,139 CCLs per year, and removing the license fees under HB 2412 would incur a loss of $1.2 million in state revenues for fiscal year 2024. This bill was first introduced on Tuesday, February 14th in the House Committee on Federal and State Affairs on behalf of Representative Rebecca Schmo. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tallgrass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through tomorrow, Friday, March 31st. The Bluestem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, as the survey asks about native tallgrass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tallgrass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Bluestem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23. And if you're unable to complete the survey but want to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture, Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726 if you need to help complete the survey over the telephone. The Bluestem Pasture Survey is a collaborative effort between the Division of Agriculture Marketing at the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the K-State Land Use Survey Center within the Department of Agricultural Economics at Kansas State University. Rodney Redinger has worked for the Kansas Forest Service for 20 years, and he said with critical fire danger concerns over the next few days, his office is working with the Office of the State Marshal and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management because, given the severity of the conditions, much of the state is currently a tinderbox. Redinger said in addition to keeping firefighting aircraft on standby, 20 Kansas Forest Service coordinators are currently working with hundreds of fire departments on high alert. Property owners should pay close attention to recently burned brush piles. If you burned something earlier this week and have that pile, it could still be smoldering, and that's where a lot of wildfires will come from. Redinger said you should also bring patio furniture inside, trim branches from nearby trees so they're not hanging close to the ground, and move leaves and other flammable materials away from the exterior of your home. Kansas Treasurer Stephen Johnson reported that the state office currently holds more than $500 million in unclaimed property for Kansans, and it's estimated that 1 in 10 people nationwide has unclaimed property, so it's worth checking regularly to see if you, your family, or friends have funds available to claim. You can visit kansascash.ks.gov and click on the Search Unclaimed Property link to see if you have any unclaimed property. In Nebraska news, a Holdridge man is dead and another person is in the hospital after a three-vehicle crash on Tuesday evening. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that it happened at around 5 o'clock, 4 miles north of Holdridge on Highway 183. An SUV driven by 64-year-old Peggy Morton of Holdridge was slowing down to turn onto 737 Road when a semi-truck crashed into the rear of the vehicle. The state patrol said the collision pushed the SUV into the opposite lane where it collided with a pickup driven by 50-year-old Lawrence Johnson of Holdridge. Paramedics transported Johnson to a Holdridge hospital where he died, and a medical helicopter flew Morton from the local hospital to Kearney to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The semi-driver was not seriously injured. The crash remains under investigation. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested a man and located a missing juvenile from Utah following a traffic stop on I-80 in Dual County. On Sunday, at approximately 3:05 p.m., a trooper observed an eastbound Honda Accord drive on the shoulder of I-80 at mile marker 80 near Chappelle. During the traffic stop, the trooper discovered that one of the passengers, a 16-year-old female, had been reported missing from Bountiful, Utah. The driver, identified as 29-year-old Viscon Duarte Lindos of Bountiful, Utah, was arrested for child abuse with no injury and lodged in the Cheyenne County Jail, and the juvenile was placed in protective custody. The investigation is ongoing with cooperation from the Utah Bountiful Police Department. Grand Island police are investigating after someone got away with a semi-trailer full of beef. According to police, the JBS beef plant in Grand Island reported on Tuesday that a semi-trailer carrying beef worth $275,000 did not make it to its Virginia destination as planned. The Grand Island Police Department said a driver of the subcontracted trucking company picked up the meat from JBS on March 20th, but the truck driver cut its GPS tracker shortly after. Police are still investigating the situation and said it's different from the beef thefts that occurred last summer. Captain Jim During said in this case, the subcontracting company is a legitimate business, and he said they're not releasing the name of the company at this time as they are cooperating with investigators. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Hospital has reported in a news release that there has been recent media coverage of the financial performance of the Norton County Hospital and reported rumors that the facility is on the verge of closing. However, there's absolutely zero truth to those rumors. The presentation from the auditors in January indicated that the Norton County Hospital has had a bad year. However, the Norton County Hospital is not alone, as this is a particularly difficult time for rural hospitals across the country. They said they are committed to working together to make financially responsible decisions to ensure that they preserve their local hospital. The Norton County Hospital Commissioners appointed two new members, Rich Miller and Jimmy Todd, to the board in January, and these appointments bring vast professional experience to the board. Jimmy currently is CEO and General Manager of Nextech. He has past experience serving on the hospital board in Ontario, Oregon, at an organization about twice the size of Norton's, and is also part of the CHI organization. Jimmy has over 20 years of serving on boards of various organizations and associations at the local, state, and national levels. And Rich has served at the Norton County Hospital for 43 years, being chief executive officer for over 30 years. In 2013, the Kansas Hospital Association awarded him the Charles S. Billings Award, which is the highest award for hospital leadership. The Board of Trustees is diligently working to ensure the ongoing success of the Norton County Hospital, as rural health care is vitally important to ensure health care for all Norton citizens and surrounding communities. More information about the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. Kansas State University is opening its doors to the public for the exploration of endless possibilities at the All University Open House from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 1st. The open house will take place on the Manhattan campus with activities, learning, fun, and food. And this event is for all ages and an opportunity to explore K-State while getting an insider's look at the university's academic programs, student organizations, and campus life. The event offers a mix of activities, projects, displays, demonstrations, food and entertainment, and tours of the campus and on-campus housing are available throughout the day. You can test your paper airplane skills and explore a living wax museum with the College of Education. The College of Architecture Planning and Designs events include Box Hatton, which offers visitors a chance to try their hand at city planning, and you can take a stroll to the College of Veterinary Medicine complex to see a variety of exhibits and activities. The Carl R. Ice College of Engineering invites visitors to get a sneak peek of this year's student-built formula car and watch several student competitions. You can test your balance and coordination with the College of Health and Human Sciences and tour the nursing program facilities. The College of Arts and Sciences will feature many displays throughout campus, including interactive art projects, and you can visit the English department's custom poetry from the Poet in a Box. For the full schedule of events and to learn more, you can visit k-state.edu/openhouse. March has been Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer Joan Duvey, M.D., continues to encourage men and women to learn the symptoms and risk factors of colorectal cancer and to make an appointment for a colonoscopy. Dr. Duvey said she wants to encourage Kansans to ask their health care providers about getting screened for colon cancer and to learn about the symptoms of colorectal cancer and what they could be doing to live longer lives. In Kansas, colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death among males and females, and each year, 1,300 Kansans are diagnosed with colorectal cancer, with more than half of them being diagnosed in late stage. In addition, more than 500 Kansans die from the disease annually. Risk factors linked to colorectal cancer include older age, inflammatory intestinal conditions, and family history of colorectal cancer. Men and women at average risk of colorectal cancer should talk with their doctor or healthcare professional about screening starting at the age of 45, and Kansans who have several family members diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age should begin talks at age 40. This month has been recognized as National Cancer Awareness Month, and you can learn about the disease, talk with your doctor, and make changes to your lifestyle, including making a regular appointment to get screened. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, peanut butter twist, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti, garlic bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, potatoes, roll, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, the Norton Junior High School K Relay for Life Week continues. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be areas of blowing dust after 1 p.m., and it should be partly sunny with a high near 77. It's going to be breezy today with a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become south 15 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 38 and breezy, with a south wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour becoming west after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 55 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. And on Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 25 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 54. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 72. On Monday, sunny with a high near 65. On Tuesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 65 and breezy. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 46 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The transfer portal continues to churn across college basketball and even for the Kansas Jayhawks, as MJ Rice is the latest name to enter the KU transfer portal, and Michael Swain of Fog.net joined WWW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the transfer portal for KU and how many roster holes that they're going to have to fill coming up this season, and what type of players he thinks KU will try and target through the transfer portal to bring into the team next year. He feels in any specific positions he thinks Kansas will try and target to fill their gaps.
I think right now, they had to ask Bill Self, hey, you got two spots. What two spots do you fill? You know, I think it's probably going to be more focused on the guard position just because there's so much to replace there. But KU's going to add a big man. I think that's kind of one of the big indications you've seen early on here is the portal has grown, is KU's going to go after a big man. So I think there's a lot of work that will be done over the next few months where I think this roster is going to look a lot different. And I think you're probably going to see KU get more guards and wings and big men, or just a big man, I should say.
Hey, in sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach, brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have three main hazards we're keeping our eye on over the next 24 hours. One of those, the wind, is going to be picking up here this afternoon through tomorrow. We have severe storms that may develop later on tonight into tomorrow morning, and extreme fire danger on Friday due to low humidity with high wind gusts. Any pasture burning should hold off now until probably Saturday when winds die down again. Very strong trough of low pressure is moving our way out of the southwestern part of the country into the Rockies by tonight. That will pull in moisture, and this is going to be our next storm system to deal with through early tomorrow before the drier air comes in behind it. We have a red flag warning for fire danger today in northwest Kansas, breezy with a high in the mid-70s, windy in north-central Kansas with a high in the low 70s, wind advisory in northeastern Kansas with a high near 70. The red flag warning is posted for southwestern Kansas today with a high in the low 80s, a thunderstorm possible late today in south-central Kansas with a high in the upper 60s, southeast Kansas windy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, the hogs and pigs report will come out this afternoon. That's probably going to be a pretty important number the way this hog market has been. We'll see if those numbers, maybe a little bit of correction from the previous report as well. And with the strength in cattle futures that we have seen this week, expecting, hasn't happened as of yet, but expecting a better cash trade on the cattle market. Now, we started out weaker in the overnight grain trade, but we ended up trading higher. Wheat futures up 7, corn futures 3 to 3.5 higher on the old crop, about a half higher on the new crop. Soybeans 4 cents higher on the old crop, a penny higher on the new crop. Also, weather uncertainty in the market and limited volume ahead of tomorrow's reports. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat.
we let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you.